Radio Prague News.
Václav Klaus says that while he supported Miloš Zeman for president, he remains his enemy. Following his declaration of a controversial amnesty last month, trust in President Klaus has hit an all-time low. And a poll suggests the Social Democrats would come first in general elections, while Miloš Zeman's party would enter the lower house. The president, Václav Klaus, held a meeting with his successor, Miloš Zeman, at Prague Castle on Tuesday. Mr. Klaus told reporters that while he had supported Mr. Zeman in the recent presidential election, he remained his, quote, eternal and immortal enemy, and had agreed with very few statements Mr. Zeman had ever made. For his part, Mr. Zeman said he wished to thank Mr. Klaus for backing him against Karel Schwarzenberg in the country's first direct presidential election. The president formerly headed the right-wing Civic Democrats, while the future head of state led the leftist Social Democrats. While Mr. Zeman was prime minister from 1998 to 2002, Mr. Klaus's party supported his government under a much-criticised opposition agreement. Support for President Klaus, who steps down on the 7th of March, has hit an all-time low. While 53% of respondents in a poll conducted by the CVVM agency in December said they trusted the head of state, the figure fell to only 26% in a survey conducted in January. The decline in approval for Mr. Klaus followed a controversial amnesty he declared on New Year's Day, under which cases running for over 8 years and carrying a top sentence of 10 years or more were dismissed. Several involved alleged massive corruption dating back to the privatisation era of the 1990s. Many schools and government offices in the Czech Republic are abandoning the tradition of hanging a portrait of the head of state, Mladá Fronta DNES reported. The newspaper said many head teachers and state officials wouldn't be ordering a portrait of Miloš Zeman, who becomes president in a month's time. Hundreds of framed photographs of the outgoing president, Václav Klaus, were taken down recently in protest at an amnesty he declared at the start of the year. The tradition of placing portraits of the head of state in classrooms, mayor's offices and other spaces, which isn't enshrined in law, dates back to the Austro-Hungarian Empire. The Social Democrats would come first in general elections with 24.6% of the vote if they were held this month, suggests a poll conducted by the PPM Factum agency. The Civic Democrats placed second in the survey with 15.6% backing, just ahead of their rivals on the right, Topo 9, on 14.5%. The Communists would garner 13.8% support, the poll indicates. The Citizens' Rights Party, Zemanites of President-elect Miloš Zeman, would enter the lower house on 7.4%, as would the Christian Democrats with the same tally. The Prague authorities are planning to rebuild the city's Old Town Market, which was located in the space between three streets in the heart of the capital. The listed building today houses a supermarket and restaurants, with the only evidence of its previous usage a decorated passage leading to Rytířská Street. A spokesperson for the city says it will again serve as a marketplace when the 28 million crown project is completed. Chelsea star Petr Cech has been named Czech Footballer of the Year for a record sixth time. The goalkeeper, who is 31, appeared at Monday's award ceremony in Prague with a splint on his finger after breaking it in a Premier League match at the weekend. Having won a series of titles with Chelsea, Cech helped the club to her first Champions League trophy last May. His sixth Czech Player of the Year award saw him pass out a previous goalkeeping legend, Ivo Viktor, who was a member of the Czechoslovak team that won the European Championship in 1976. The weather now, it should be cloudy with the chance of rain in the coming days. Temperatures are expected to reach a maximum of 5 degrees Celsius. My name is Ian Willoughby. You'll find more stories at radio.cz. But for now, that's the end of the news.